Jonathan Casey reads a lot of letters. Most of the letters are over a century old, but they are very interesting reading yet today, and they perhaps can tell you a lot of similarities between life in the 19-teens and the current virus affecting the world. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
Jonathan Casey can tell you a lot about the Spanish flu and its impacts on World War I just by reading the letters between civilians and soldiers.
There was an envelope in the collection that had his address. His name is Private Jacob A. Meyer, and it had his address on it crossed out, and then there was a phrase on the envelope that says, died 10-12-18 and returned to Ryder.
That soldier died in a camp before ever leaving the U.S. Many young men died before getting a chance to fight in the war. The writer of that letter was a student at the University of Kansas who was corresponding with a soldier about what she saw around Lawrence, Kansas.
The grade schools and high school are closed. Only a few students at KU, though, at the university. The illness, and they thought it was not necessary to close the college until there was a need to.
Casey oversees many of the letters in the collection of the World War I Museum in Kansas City. Another soldier wrote from a staging camp to see how things were going back home.
How people are doing, are there many sick and so forth back at home? It's obviously something in the current thinking and what was known and just people was on people's minds and people obviously being impacted by from literally having the illness.
It's estimated 675,000 Americans died in what was known as the Spanish flu from 1918 to 20, a time when the U.S. was finishing the fight in World War I. Although the museum is closed due to the COVID-19 crisis, you can read some of those letters now.
These letters can be accessed. And what we're going through now was a project to transcribe a lot of our letters and have them digitized so people can see them on our website.
Just go to theworldwar.org and explore the online collections. You'll find plenty of interesting reading. And when the museum opens again, go explore there too. In my opinion, it's one of the best history museums in the nation. Traveling the Countryside, I'm Andrew McCrae.